Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and we are very happy and very honored to once again have an opportunity to connect with you all. So we'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about the coming holidays. As many of you return home or you connect with your relatives, you tend to get very, very activated. So we want to encourage you to make the most of this time so that you can grow and lighten the load, as it were, so that you can lighten yourself of all of the heavy belief systems that you've been dragging around with you. And one of the things that we would suggest that you do in order to facilitate this process is to keep an open mind as you interact with family or friends, that you don't prejudge how you think that they're going to be. In the past, you know, Aunt Sally may have been a bit loud and obnoxious, but, you know, go in seeing her as having grown and that she's relaxed and she's calm and she doesn't feel like she has to overcompensate. So you're holding a really nice space for her. But what's also happening is that you're not going in charged and you're not already having all of this fear about encountering that kind of behavior. And what happens is it creates a very different experience for you. Through the laws of attraction, you create a very different encounter. So allow yourself to be fully present. You're not thinking about what happened last year. You're not thinking about what's going to happen, 2 weeks from now. But just be really present. And if you can do that, that alone will make the holidays a far more expansive, uplifting, and joyful experience for you, and one that's filled with tremendous growth. So if you can keep those two things in mind, not prejudging people based on past behavior, and just being fully present, not worrying about any of the details about what you need to get done or what's coming down the road, that's going to make the entire process much, much easier for you. This is also a time where you get to put your money where your mouth is. You've been working all year long on integration and letting go of judgment. And here's a perfect opportunity with your family to see where you need to focus your attention. Where are you getting activated? Your family is going to push your buttons like no one else. Because your family, you know, those are the beings who you contracted with to specifically push your buttons because you wanted to have certain experiences so that you could heal other lifetimes that needed a bit of attention, where integration wasn't occurring, so that you could have experiences to let go of judgment and go through the integration process. And your family is well versed in your history, shall we say, and so they know just how to get you activated. So take advantage of that situation. If you find yourself getting activated, be grateful for that family member because they are showing you where you need to shift your energy. You don't have to get caught up in the drama or the trauma of the situation. All you have to do is just be present and observe it and say, ah, I'm getting a bit angry. So what am I angry about? Why am I really angry? Because you're never really angry with another person. Or you're never really jealous of another person or anything that you're feeling towards another person. It's always about yourself. So look to see what you're not giving yourself or what you're not doing for yourself or how you're judging yourself. Also, one of the other advantages you have of this time together is the more work you do on yourself, the more you can see what familial patterns you have. It becomes very, very apparent to you what issues lie in the ancestral line. And it makes it much easier if you haven't cleared it yourself to recognize the pattern. You observe it because you can see the same thing going on in your brothers or your sisters or, you know, even parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, all of that. You see the same issues that you all have. And it just makes it easier for you to shift that energy because when you can recognize it as being part of the family mindset, you can disconnect from the family mindset and then continue to work on yourself. So it helps to release some of the pressure, as it were. So have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. We're always around, dears. Remember, you don't have to have an intermediary to connect with us. So if you're having a challenging time and need a little extra strength and guidance, feel free to call on us. But enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Be sure to laugh and play. Have lots of good food and good drink and good company. Happy holidays, dear. Many well wishes.